Hello friends, I have to tell you all about C60 Purple Power. Since I started using C60, which may be the most powerful antioxidant known to man, I feel amazing, and you should too. I have more energy, I sleep better, and I've lost over 30 pounds. But please go check it out for yourself. It has so many amazing benefits. Just click the link in the description or visit C60PurplePower.com and use coupon code KNOWLEDGE10 to get 10% off your order plus free shipping. That's C60 Purple Power. Welcome back to the Forbidden News Update. I'm Chris Matthew. With me is Corey Hughes. Corey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, but I got Mr. Sandman stuck in my head for some reason. Can't figure it out.
We'll work on figuring that out. Maybe we can discuss that a little during the show, psychologically analyze that a bit. Our guest tonight is the one and only X-Cube 420. X-Cube, how are you doing?
Oh, doing well.
Good. Good to have you back. Always a good time when you're on. Before we get started, I want to remind you all, get your free helium miners. The dashboard is currently down, but it shouldn't be for long. As soon as it gets back up, we're going to start sending the referral emails again. If you emailed me recently about the miner and didn't get your referral email, you will soon, I promise. If you want a free helium miner, just email me, forbiddenknowledgenews@gmail.com. Their dashboard shouldn't be down too long, right, Corey?
No.
Okay, that's good. Also, you have to check out C60 Purple Power. Corey recently started giving his senior dog C60. She wasn't doing so well. She was definitely slowing down a bit. Now it looks like this dog might outlive us. She's got more energy, and her coat is, like, glaringly shiny. This dog is ridiculous now. Click the link in the description to check out the amazing power of C60. Corey and I have also been taking it daily. It's amazing. So much energy. We feel great. So check that out. That link is in the description. X-Cube, tonight we're going to be relying on you for our news. How does that sound?
Oh, man, relying on me. That's impressive.
Yes. Well, you know, your news reports are pretty impressive. So we're gonna get down to it. What are some of your favorite stories? I know you said you're on a little vacation this week, but what you did get to look at, what are some of your favorite stories of the week?
one of my favorite stories was our benevolent overlords at the CDC gave the people who were vaccinated, gave them a really good reward, which was being able to finally take their mask off while they walk around outside. Now, I'm unsure of why you were walking around outside with your mask on, but now that the CDC has allowed folks to know that, we still got people who refuse to still take the mask off. Now, of course, this is only applies if you're in small crowds. In large crowds, you still need to wear your mask. And it's just like, when are y'all going to give the vaccinated people, quote unquote, you know, something to really hold on to? I'm really wondering when that's going to happen. It seems like they're very reluctant to do that. And from everything I've seen, Joe Biden is still, to this day, he said, yeah, I'm not going to follow the CDC guideline. Now, of course, he probably doesn't know who he is half of the time. But he said, I'm still gonna wear my mask outside because it's the patriotic thing to do, which I missed out on that memo. Did y'all get that memo? Corey and Chris.
Miss that one.
What about Corey? Corey, did you get the email about it being patriotic to wear your mask?
I think I did, but I just ignore that shit.
It was a short piece, but it was well written though. So I mean, that's what's key.
Well, it's patriotic to wear your mask, but you're a racist, conspiracy theorist, America hating person if you don't wear your mask. So you know you got to go with
and
one
of course
those.
And of course if you're in Michigan and you're a 2-year old, you're the reason why. They're having they were having a tough time with COVID-19.
What is this about?
That should not be named.
You know, this week Cuomo in New York came out and said that if you kiss grandma, you could kill her. He said it again this week.
Yeah, but I mean, when he says kiss, is he talking about like on the lips? I mean, I you got to watch Cuomo, you know, because I mean, he is into a little touchy feely.
Well, last time I checked, you got to get all the way up into that. You know, that pituitary gland area, right, where they stick the nasal swab. Like, that's how far deep you got to go in order to transfer that shit.
Okay. So you got to get deep. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that y'all may have seen some rumblings where they put out a document about them trying to make vaccines where they spread, like, communicable diseases.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all seen that.
We've been talking about that a bit. Yeah.
We were talking about another the Pfizer document that came out this week. That was pretty eye-opening. But yeah, I think the CDC are doing the thing that they should be doing as the benevolent organization that they are, right? So if you might have heard on the new tests for people who have already been vaccinated, they went ahead and just so nobly lowered the cycle threshold to 28. I thought like that was just a benevolent thing to do for such a bunch of great guys in that organization.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I actually made a video on that on that particular issue, and I'm like, well, damn. I mean, the vaccines are going to work if you're going to lower it. I mean, you're going to show that they work. I mean, when you're able to rig the data, I mean, you win every time. It's just like Fauci. If you're on both sides of the argument, you always win. I mean, hell, I mean, I could do that.
Yeah, exactly. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it because that's acknowledging the testing above that is bullshit. And so that is acknowledging that all their previous testing is bullshit. And so there you go with your 95% false positives, you know?
And the fact that this thing may self-shed and they're admitting it, I mean, who's to say that they don't already have some kind of ingredients to where it's already been self-shedding to people? I mean, I'm afraid to go to my local CVS where I know they've been eagerly vaccinated, you know, and interact with some of the people working there because they may shed a vaccine to me. You know, that's ridiculous. That's crazy.
Well, I don't know. If you go into Walgreens right now, you get approached every time. They're almost stalker-like. Serial killer like. I mean, they pop up around the corner. It's like a sir, have you happened to have your shot?
Yeah, they are.
Or what shot? The COVID vaccine. It's like, no. Would you like one? We have some that's running out. How the hell do y'all always have some shots that are running out that day, like in the next 5 minutes? And why would I want one that's going to run out in 5 minutes? I mean,
I think they're only good for like 6 hours from the time they come out of that deep freeze. You got 6 hours and they're done.
Yeah, what if you miscalculate? I mean, what if you didn't start the timer at the right, you know, at the right moment? Now I'm 5 minutes too late.
What I think is amazing is that so far they have given people two doses of the wrong vaccine, right? They in a prison in like Iowa, they gave 70 inmates six times the normal dosage at once. And they're just all like praying nothing happens. I mean, there's been so much just absolute. This has been a total shit show as far as distribution and incentivizing people to get it and the whole nine yards, even if this thing was legit. To look at it from like a logistics perspective, this has been a complete fucking nightmare.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'm just like, I mean, does anybody know what they're doing? Does anybody?
And now, like, seriously, I don't know if I want to be around people who've gotten a vaccine. I just don't know that I do at all. Like, that cuts out like half the dating pool, like right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Well, now, I don't know if you wanted to date them anyway.
We got to stick with the COVID the ladies with the COVID. That's the one you got.
Yeah, there you go. Natural.
Seinfeld was right. It's like 1% of the population are dateable.
yeah. Hey, well, you know, what's key is that Melinda Gates is now becoming a bachelorette again. So
you mean a bachelor again?
Well, yeah, the artist formerly known as Melinda Gates. You know, some people were
that's a dude. About, I'm sorry, yeah, that's a dude.
Yeah, some people were telling me on Ancestry.com where it was showing that her and Bill Gates died in 2013. And if you look at the photos of whatever it is now and then of Melinda Gates like 10 years ago, I mean, she actually looked fairly good 10 years ago. And now I'm like, I mean, what happened? This is somebody else. This is somebody totally different from a looks perspective anyway.
Yeah, it looks like, what's his name? I just lost it, but he's an actor, but he's looks like a man, looks like a dude, definitely. And they recently called it quits, huh? I guess, I don't know, one of them thought the other one was too evil or taking their thunder or something.
Well, let's just hope we had a good fucking prenup.
Well, no. Well, one outlet said they had a prenup, and then it, from what I've seen recently, came out and said that they didn't have a prenup. So, so of course, Bill Gates has already hired a group of lawyers to
she's going to turn up dead, or she's going to go like on some expedition to Africa for like, you know, the next 20 years. No one's going to see her, you know, something like that.
That could be the case. But let's see, if we go off Bezos's wife, she got 38 million, not million, billion. So said Bill Gates worth 130 billion. So, I mean, what do you think she get? Probably
she's 80, a woman. That ain't nearly enough.
80 billion. Oh, it's not. Well, here's what's weird. Bill Gates, he put up on his Twitter page. He said, you know, at this stage of our lives, we feel like that we don't have anything else to offer each other as far as growth. I'm like, dude, you're 65. I mean, what growth are you talking about? Hell, you're about dead. I mean, 65? You talking about growth? I'm just wondering if he wants to go strike him some young meat. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Well, that's the question. Like, where does he go? Does he go to, like, Match.com or, like, Christian Mingle? Or which one of these – or is he going right to Grindr?
I mean
there may be an evilvillain .com or something like that he could go to.
Yeah, is there some secret app that like Epstein type people have that like only they can get on like some secret phone? I'm sure he's got it.
I would assume so. Yes, I would assume so. Yes. What was it? The dark web. That would be it. He probably goes right to the dark web. And he can buy him something in Bitcoin. Of course,
it's Illuminati dating. That's what he's on.
There you go. I seen something else where initially when they when Melinda and Bill first got married, it said that he was allowed to go and have visits with his ex-girlfriend for a while. I was like, and his ex-girlfriend looked more of his speed. I mean, she looked pretty jacked up, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was like, Bill, I mean, that was your soulmate. You messed up, man.
Now, excuse me, what's up with these vaccine breakthrough cases? I saw you did a little piece on it. Is this like people who have had their second vaccine and they start to miraculously see that it's working, or what's up with this?
Yeah, well, as far as the breakthrough cases go, we talked about it with that cycle threshold, but pretty much from what I'm seeing around the board, they're going to eliminate the breakthrough cases altogether for the most part. So it's going to look like nobody else as far as after you get the vaccine is contracting COVID-19. The reason I say that is because they actually said on their site that shortly they're going to stop keeping track of it altogether, breakthrough cases, unless you go to the hospital or die. Now, that has nothing to do with the so-called asymptomatic spread they've been talking about for the past year plus. Has nothing to do with somebody who gets slight sniffles. They won't even care about that. It won't even matter. So at that point in time, you make your vaccine look very efficacious. Now, I seen one thing, because of course, you know, right now they say India is on fire. Well, they have a caste system and half the people can't fucking eat. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they ain't got nothing to eat. There's 1.4 billion people. I mean, let's get serious. So, but one thing that I seen this morning from India, because of course they didn't go with the Pfizer vaccine at all, is that Pfizer would not allow them to do any type of test in their local area. That's why that they wouldn't approve the Pfizer vaccine for emergency use authorization. Now, I find it kind of weird that they get hit supposedly hard all of a sudden. now Pfizer's came back. It's like, hey, are you sure that you don't want the vaccine? You know, so it's I think that's kind of a kind of weird time in seeing how India had been using ivermectin this whole time, and then some places stopped using it altogether, and then all of a sudden they had a spike. So,
and then we know, well, we know that they were recycling photos from the 2020 gas leak incident as
that is true.
COVID. So when watching videos from people who are in India, they're saying it's complete bullshit. And so my speculation is that this is kind of some sort of bullying tactics because they rejected Pfizer. It's kind of how I'm seeing it. These outdoor cremations are showing, like, just seem like complete bullshit, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing that they wouldn't do is what they call the patent sharing. So they wouldn't release the formula, the patent, to actually places in India who said that they could actually begin producing, you know, right there in their local site, you know, because of reasons. And Bill Gates has got his hands in that as far as the patents go on the Pfizer side of that. So if it was about saving lives and this vaccine supposedly is supposed to save somebody's life, then why wouldn't you just be worried about getting it out to as many people as you can? Now, I have seen that they've made $900 million before tax so far on their vaccine. So, I mean, I feel like they're doing pretty good so far.
Oh, I think it's a lot higher than that. I think those numbers are masked.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the figure they're giving everybody right now, of course.
I just want to see them try and enforce these restrictions that we're hearing about, you know, travel restrictions, job restrictions, all this, if you don't get vaccinated, on the American public who's, you know, so used to having all these freedoms. I was just reading an article on how many Americans, families own guns, not just one or two guns, but dozens of guns. You know, trying to enforce some of these restrictions on people in this country, I don't see it happening, especially because all we're seeing is a controlled narrative coming out of, you know, what they want people to think. That most of the populace, the way most of the populace feels about the vaccine and everything. But I think the majority of people are starting to call bullshit on it, and it's going to be really hard to enforce some of this shit. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we've already seen that the majority of, well, as far as America goes, everybody who's wanted to get it has gotten it. The only people that's left to actually get it is the parents who are absolutely batshit crazy and want to offer their children up to the gods. I don't know which one, Set, Bama, you know, whichever one.
Oh.
Yeah, Ball, there you go. I mean, whichever one, if you want to make up a new one, you know, I'm fine with that. We can offer them up to them. You can do like the Mayans, offer them up to the sun god, you know, it's whatever, you know, just shed their blood right there on the temple grounds. So, that's all that's left. That's why they're pushing so hard. They're expecting to have approval for the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15 year olds come next week. Now, what's absolutely crazy is that Pfizer is actually behind the scenes pushing the FDA to give a full approval of the vaccine, not emergency use authorization. Now, when they do that, now stuff starts to change. That's where it's going to become very difficult for us, for the simple fact with that, I can't remember the case, but back when somebody, it was years ago, didn't want to take the smallpox vaccine, and the government can kind of force you to take the vaccine if it's technically for the greater good. So if they get it pushed through where it's actually fully FDA approved, even though the trials are still going on, which should be against the law, but that's where we may run into issues. And I still see places like New York, California, places like that, they'll welcome a vaccine passport open arms. They already have to go to like basketball games and stuff like that, concerts. So far, they've welcomed it with open arms. So they have no problem with being held in slavery. So,
see, I hate that thought because that means that I'll end up having to move to fucking Texas or Florida. God damn.
Exactly, I know. I've done Florida before. I've done Louisiana before. I mean, you know, Louisiana wasn't too bad, but
I did a 30-year stretch in Florida. Felt like a prison sentence.
Yeah, I did 10 years. It was awful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, definitely don't want to do that again.
Hey, well, you don't want to go to California right now. I mean, they just released, well, they're about to, or they have released 76,000 more inmates, you know. But trust me, though, none of them were, you know, violent or anything like that, you know. They were all
most
like
of California migrated over to Austin now and in Texas, and Texans are like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard 50 cents down in Texas now. So, I mean,
I can't live anywhere that doesn't have legal weed. Like, period. That's a must.
Okay.
A deal breaker.
Okay. It's a deal breaker.
Well, so, how do you think
stuff will be? It'll be legalized shortly anyway across the nation. Within the next year, I think it'll be legal everywhere pretty much.
So, how do you think our great Biden administration is doing so far? We've got everything from not remembering his own name in cabinet and his vice president calling her president to strange anomalies of him disappearing into a green screen and, you know, members of his cabinet's face falling off, all kinds of crazy stuff. So what are your thoughts about this Biden administration so far, the wonderful job that they're doing?
Well, what's key is that his last outing, he asked the crowd where his mask was. I mean, after he was done, I was like, Biden, you're outside, dog. I mean, I don't get, he was sitting there and he yelled and said, hey guys, I lost my mask. Can you help me? It's like, nah, dog, it's probably in your damn pocket. It's like, dude, we're a joke. Okay. This has got to be some type of sick joke because he got up on the Zoom meeting with all these world leaders and he's the only one wearing a mask at the Zoom meeting. And I'm just like, what is happening, man? I refuse to lose to these people. Okay, damn it. I mean, can I get Genghis Khan, Vlad the Impaler? Can I get somebody imposing? Where it's like, you know, we fought, but this dude's just a badass and all. But we're gonna lose to wimps, man. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, Putin's looking at us and just drooling right now, ready to, you know, pounce like all these weaklings.
I'm really surprised that somebody hadn't just been like, man, the hell with it, man. Now's the time to attack. I mean, if I'm someone, I'm like, well, damn, but now's the time to attack, which I think.
You think we could ever have war, like, on our land here? You think
I say that because I'm thinking in an old school way, but I think that everybody has kind of moved past that. They just use that as a threat. They have realized that that propaganda is much more easier to use to take over a nation than actually going out there and making it bloody. So that they've used that tactic, obviously, right now.
Right, which is exactly what they're doing in Russia with Navalny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's having a rough time.
That fucking guy works for MI6 and CIA. Plain and simple.
this might be the case, but hot damn, but if all the shit that's happened to him is factually correct, I'm like, dude, but you having it rough out. I mean, it might be better for you to die. I mean, I don't know.
Putin has a mission to accomplish and he's not finished yet. And I think he's out in 2026. I think after that, we'll see another 4 or 8 years of him as like the prime minister, the number two guy, right? Because he can do that again. And then sometime in that, you know, in those years, they'll change the law so he can run again, and then he'll run again. So, and then he'll die at some point. And hopefully, you know, hopefully there's a Putin Jr. out there who can fill his shoes.
You know, America used to be seen as the superpower. I want to know what's going through other countries and other world leaders' minds about what they really think of America now. I mean, it's got to be the joke of the planet. Whenever they look at us now, because that's what I see it as, definitely.
Yeah, it's this past year has kind of opened up a lot of people's eyes to like how weak the majority of people are that you meet every day. I mean, it's pretty damn sad, actually, to be honest. And then I go on these sites, I go on Twitter and everything, and man, I continue to see people who just, they want to be enslaved. I mean, it's like they're meant to be ruled, you know. It's just their there's a life force. They're like, I don't get it. I was like, when did it become better to be a slave than to be free? I mean, that's what it is right now. People would rather do that for some sense of safety, of course.
Yeah, and I'm also concerned about the future of what our children is going to learn about our history. You know, you tell people now about how most of our history is false and what you learn about in school and in the textbooks isn't real, and they tell you, no, that can't be true. Why would they lie to you about our history? Well, you look at what's happening now. They're erasing our history. They're taking away our cartoon characters and books that they find offensive and people that they find offensive and just silence them and erasing them from our history. So it makes me wonder, you know, what's the future of our education system going to look like? You know, are they going to open up schools again? Are we going to see kids going to school and just being indoctrinated that way? Are they going to be indoctrinated through the internet? It's just, which way do you want to indoctrinate your kids, really?
Right. And it's kind of like that. I don't know if the book and the movie, the Fahrenheit 451, I think that's right. Where you have the firefighters, but what they do is they go and burn books. They don't actually put out fires. And so pretty much all of history has been lost except to a select group of people who has sat there and actually remembered volumes of books, and they like became the book. So in that it says that, you know, Benjamin Franklin was the first, started the first firefighters, and it shows him burning books. It's like, that's not what Benjamin Franklin did. So over time, if you push a certain agenda, you know, there's people that age out as far as actually knowing what the actual history was. And you can make history whatever you want to. The victors always get to write the history books. That's what we got to remember.
Yeah, that is definitely true.
Yep. That is the truest thing ever.
So what do you think?
And the thing that's really scary now is that not only is history being rewritten, because that's always an ongoing process, but they're trying to rewrite science. That's the scariest part of this whole fucking thing, right? Like, I'm just waiting for the day for them to tell us the sky is not really blue. For real. Like, this is where we're heading.
Yeah, it's terrifying to see that they can change basically the definition of things, scientific properties of things, the way things work in nature, and people are just buying it. They're like, oh, okay, the TV guy told me that's the way it's working, so I'm going to go with that.
And one thing that's been brought should be brought to the attention of most people is that the vast majority of this pandemic was faked purely administratively. This they made administrative changes to reclassify things and create this fucking category of COVID out of thin air. And just by reclassifying other deaths, right? So, and then when you learn about how they did the same thing with HIV and AIDS, and the same thing with fucking polio. It's like the CDC has no credibility whatsoever. Zero. And so anybody who listens to them has to be like amongst the dumbest fucking people on the planet or on the take. I don't really see another an in between. Oh, yeah, following orders or just following orders. That's another one.
Yeah. You're right about that. And of course, they just dropped the emails right here recently where the American Federation of Teachers, the teachers union, actually had input on the guidance for reopening schools. So, you know, CDC was going to say that they were going to, you know, go full time and kids don't need to be vaccinated or nothing. And they sent them emails like, well, you know, that's probably not what we want to do. So we're going to send you what we want to do. And so that's what they did.
Well, you know, that brings us to Ron DeSantis down in Florida, who basically said the legislature passed a bill as of July 1st. The state of emergency is over and all the COVID restrictions are gone. And then he signed an executive order to suspend them all in the meantime. And that included his ability to force cities to drop mask mandates and to reopen. And there's a lot of pushback from individual cities who feel like they're losing their control over certain things. But I got to give DeSantis credit. He's just, and if you, I've watched all of his roundtables. He did three different roundtables with doctors and all this. They were amazing. But yeah, I give that guy a lot of credit. And nobody else is really following him, but I think that he is the like release valve that's going to let the air out of their fucking hot air balloon, for real. I just don't see this thing succeeding. Like, people are tired of it. They know it's bullshit. Nobody knows anybody who fucking died. It's just, at this point, it's just like we're talking in circles. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right about that. DeSantis is actually, I give him credit. And what I give him credit for is him admitting that he was wrong in locking down. That's the main thing. Whenever you make a mistake, whenever you do something wrong, if you're man enough to come back and admit, hey, that was wrong what I did. I shouldn't have done that. So, hey, I give him credit on that, because nobody else has came out and said that at all. You know, even Abbott in Texas, you know, he came out and said, oh, we're not in the business of, you know, telling people what to do. I was like, well, I mean, you just were in the business. I mean, what do you mean you're not in it? But you were in the business 5 minutes ago. You got to be out of the business longer than 5 minutes in order to, you know, to reclaim your crown. I mean, come on now.
Now, what states are kind of going against the lockdown mandates? We got Florida, Texas. Are there any others?
I think Florida and Texas are it. Everybody else is still mandating masks, whether they're lifting the occupancy limits is another story, but they're all maintaining the mask mandates.
South Carolina's not.
Did they drop them? They dropped them?
South Carolina's not. Yeah, because me and my girlfriend, we were 99.99% maskless. And of course, I got the one with holes in it, so it don't make me no difference. So.
Yes, get a fake mask, everybody. Fake mask. Yeah. Fakemask.com.
Yeah.
I wish we had a referral for them fucking things.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
Yeah, now they have the new double fake mask for people who are, you know, their jobs require the double masking. They got the double fake.
Yep. So yeah, I will say South Carolina was actually really good, and there was actually businesses down there. Now you can tell who's family owned and who's more corporate. There were a lot of businesses down there where the employees weren't even wearing masks. So I was like, that was a good thing to see.
Yeah, I don't see the whole COVID agenda and the vaccine push really having a lasting impact on people. I don't see them being able to use this as an ongoing agenda. I think they're going to have to switch it up, a bigger, badder disease or another disaster or something, because I don't think people are going to go along with this much longer.
Yeah, like I've been saying for a year, if there was a real problem, it would have wiped out the hooker community in like the first months, and it didn't.
Yeah, the hookers and the homeless, they'd have been done. I mean,
totally.
We wouldn't have to have a tent city. I said, what tent city? They're all dead. I mean, damn, it's COVID, man.
I watched a homeless chick take a shit right on fucking Las Vegas Boulevard once.
I mean, did you at least help her with something to wipe with?
Yeah. No, I just stepped around.
Okay, all right.
I mean, yeah, at that point, so I think she's on her own.
Come on, man. You're supposed to be a concerned citizen, man. At least get her a newspaper. Ma'am, can I get you a newspaper or something? I mean, I don't want you to walk around with mud, but that is it's detrimental to your life force. I mean, to mine anyway, so.
But yeah, like nobody, like professions that should have caught this thing didn't catch this thing. Nobody caught this fucking thing. I don't want to get into the whole conversation because I believe it was real for the first couple months. And then it wasn't.
The one place that nobody is saying anything about, and I need to make a video about it, but the dentist's office. The dentist. They work in your mouth. You can't wear a mask.
He's in your mouth. He's not up your nose. That's why.
Okay. Well, I mean... They got a grinder in there grinding. Is there not droplets and aerosols? I mean, that's what I would figure. So I figured, man, there shouldn't be a dentist alive today. You know, I should have had to roll them all out. We should have to be, you know, doing our own dentistry work at the house right now.
Yeah. Do you think that they're going to, because, you know, it seems like during the summer, we're going to see a little bit of opening here and there. And during the fall, they have to have something to push, you know. I don't see us going back to normal. They have all these vaccines that are just sitting there. They got extra vaccines everywhere. How are we going to get these vaccines pushed out? And if they come out with something different, will this vaccine still work? Or are they going to have this just big, huge surplus of vaccines because they went to something other than COVID? you know, makes you think what's coming next.
Right.
My big question is, like, when half the country is dead, does that mean, like, real estate will go down and I can get a cheaper condo? Because if that's the case, then I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, look, don't worry about that, because the crash is coming. Somebody's going to be crying right here shortly. The real estate crash, it's going to be detrimental. It's going to be devastating. It's going to be way worse than 2008. It's going to laugh at 2008. It's like, is that all you could do? I mean, is that the best you had? Is this your best? Is your best fighter? I think the real estate crash and the people who are buying houses right now, I've been telling people I work with, I'm like, man, now's not the time to buy a house. And then they go buy a house. I'm like, dude, it ain't the time to buy. Hot damn, man, they're busting your ass. It's like, well, the interest rate is low. I say, yeah, but you're paying too much for the damn house, so it don't matter. I'm like, I'm just trying to get that through people's head.
You know, I did the math recently. Like, if you're renting a fucking place versus having a mortgage for 30 years where you're stuck in, like, I can't find an advantage to having a mortgage of any kind, period. Because, like, you can go rent a house if you got money. You know, yeah. It'll cost me $500,000 to buy a house. I can rent for $2,000 a month. You know, it's like, why should I even bother?
Right. And you had the freedom to move. He's like, well, I don't like this area anymore, so I'm going to move. So, I mean, that's one of the things. Another thing right now, of course, with the lumber prices and stuff going up, like I seen where they were showing like I can't remember the size deck, but a deck that somebody was building, it cost him $986 last year. Well, if you build it this year, it's like $3,836. I'm like, dude, what the hell, man? And folks are just, they're right out there buying the stuff and they're just oblivious. I'm like, I mean, I don't get it. Maybe something's in the drinking water. I mean, we did have one of these guys say, hey, man, we need to put something in the drinking water so we can make more people compliant with what we're telling them. And I was like, hold on, did he already do that or they already do that? Because I see too many people that are just really complying with all this stuff and it makes no sense.
Oh, yeah. They've been poisoning us with crap for years. So I wouldn't doubt it if they're putting a little something in the water. But yeah, I definitely I don't see them letting up on agendas anytime soon. I think 2020 was their kickstart year to drive the world to shit, basically.
I have to say though, their ability to recruit the average dumb fuck out there and turn them into like a weaponized social media fucking—it's unbelievable. Because like you get the dumbest fucking people on there talking shit they don't understand, or they're outright paid. It's really a shame. Like if you're out there fucking virtue signaling on Facebook, someone needs to get the vaccine. Like go suck a dick.
Yeah. What do you think about like everybody in their virtue signaling and their cards and, you know, they're on Facebook. I saw you even had a video of this chick who rented a car just to go get her damn vaccine. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like,
I'm so excited.
She was super excited. I'm like, are you okay? I mean, you need psychological help. There's absolutely positively no reason why you should have to rent a car to go get a vaccine, because all you got to do is walk in Walgreens and they'll tackle you and try to jab you with it, or the grocery store or wherever. I mean, they're everywhere, dude. I mean,
yeah, these have to be like alleys. These got to be plants. These have to be, you know, some kind of CIA ops planted out there in social media. Because are people really this stupid doing this? I'm sure some of them are, but I'm sure some of this is set up.
Man, I see them every day coming in where I work at, and they I mean, they're fully vaccinated, but they're masking just as hard as they can mask. And I mean, they're hand sanitizing. I'm just like, man, hand sanitizer is so like 2020, man. It's like April 2020. And then I seen somebody else talking about ventilators. I don't know if y'all seen this, but of course, with the India stuff, Australia said that they were going to send ventilators to India. And I was like, well, first of all, India needs to try not to blow up their hospitals first before they worry about a ventilator. But dude, haven't we already proven that the ventilators, once they put them on there, you're just pretty much dead. You might as well shoot them in the head. I mean, than to put them on a ventilator. At least don't torture the people. That's all I'm saying. Now, of course, Australia, they're if you're a citizen of Australia and you're stuck in India right now, you can't get back into Australia. If you do come back in there, manage to get back in there and they catch you, it's a $66,000 fine and or up to 5 years in prison. So I never would have thought that I'd have to run like a Mission Impossible espionage, you know, to try to get back in my home country that I live in. That makes no sense at all.
Now let's do a little speculation or live action role play here. If the CDC put out an article about zombie apocalypse, right? Why, first of all, you know, it's the CDC. Are they joking? Is, you know, it didn't say that they were joking in the article. It's, you know, how to prepare for a fucking zombie apocalypse. All right. So then we have, on the other hand, people getting this experimental vaccine. I had some very terrifying guests on the past couple of weeks talking about some of the ingredients in the vaccines. And it's got technology in it. It's got nanotech. It's, you know, programmable nanotechnology. You know, there's no telling what they can program this shit to do. So we look at the CDC. They got a warning about possible zombie apocalypse on their website. And then we have these people taking this experimental vaccine by the thousands and thousands. What if they decide to cause a zombie apocalypse? They just, you know, activate a little switch and people who've taken the vaccine are all of a sudden retarded zombies. Well, they already are because they took it. But they're even more retarded zombies after they took the vaccine. I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff because, you know, some of the guests I've had recently were talking about how some of this nanotechnology can bind to your biology, basically, and it's never getting out of there. Never. You're stuck with this stuff forever once they inject it in you. So that alone is terrifying to me.
Yeah, the biogel.
Yeah, DARPA nanogel, yeah.
Yeah, that's some wild stuff.
Well, here's my question, because when we start talking about a zombie apocalypse, I always want to know what kind of zombies I'm going against. That's going to be the main thing, okay?
Exactly.
Am I going against Night of the Living Dead zombies? If so, I can hold my own, okay, because they're slow moving. You just shoot them in the head, all right? If I'm going against 28 Days Later zombies, then I need to find the first place where they drop the nuke and be there. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I don't want to be around for it. I mean, it's okay. I mean, I tell people, hey, look, it's okay to die. You don't want to be around for this nonsense. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, it just terrifies me, the possibilities. What do you think about, you know, that they're putting technology, programmable technology, into these vaccines? DARPA nanogel, allegedly, but, you know, I've had a couple of people that have, you know, supposedly talked to some scientists and experts about this and agree that there is some sort of DARPA technology in there.
Well, I mean, we were just speaking earlier about the them talking about having a vaccine that can spread just like a communicable disease. And I mean, what does that sound like? It sounds like how zombie apocalypse happened.
It sounds like bioterror.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it sounds like. So you're just like, it's like, what exactly are y'all trying to do? I mean,
never forget, people created the love bug by mistake.
This is true. By mistake. Total mistake. Hey, look, sometimes you happen upon things. Let's just say that. Okay. You just happen to step on them.
Yeah, I don't think the love bug killed anybody, especially as many people as the vaccines killed so far. So, you know, I take a love bug over that any day.
Well, maybe.
So, X-Cube, what any other news stories that pop out in your mind over the past couple of weeks that we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah, I seen something here right here recently. I haven't dived into it, but I seen that the U.S. was investigating a possible direct energy attack near the White House that caused mysterious neurological illnesses. And I'm like,
Is this connected to the ringing in the ears case down in Cuba? Remember all those diplomats who were getting the weird ringing in their head?
They were throwing up and shit and all kinds of shit.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I seen them, I don't know if this was a few years ago, but I seen where they had the actual technology where they just kind of activated. It almost looked like a satellite, but they activated and you would literally feel like your whole insides were burning. Like it's almost like microwave energy.
Like I've seen a video on that. It's a big, like, it looks like a satellite dish, and they point it, and it feels like, it's like you're getting fucking nuked.
Yeah, these directed energy weapons.
That was actually used, like, at protesters?
Well, I didn't see it used. I just seen them using that at, trials. Like, they were doing, like, a documentary on it. And the guy was that was weird.
I think that actually comes out. And you're going to see so many goddamn lawsuits by every person who gets fucking microwaved by that thing.
Yeah, but would they know that they're being microwaved? You know, I'm sure they'd make it to where you don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know what would happen first. I mean, they would probably go after the black and brown bodies first, right? Systemic racism. I mean why not? Just go ahead and put it. I mean, well, as a matter of fact, you might want to go ahead and put that in the inner city. Now that I think about it, you know. You know, inner city of Chicago, New York, all that, you know, just go ahead and put that in there. You see somebody acting up, just hit the button. Hey, guys, I told y'all to calm down now. Go home.
Can they use that to, like, pop the world's largest bag of popcorn, I wonder?
Oh. Yeah, I've had guests that have speculated that, you know, over the years, assassinations have been taking place with these directed energy weapons, voice-to-skull technology, that, people are hearing the voice of God telling them to go kill their neighbor or something like that, some of these even false flag events were the product of this voice-to-skull technology beaming messages into people who may, you know, not be all there and maybe a little psychotic to begin with. Just beam them a little help to go and kill their neighbor or family or something. I don't know. It's definitely possible that this technology is there. And if it's there, why not use it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how much of the James Bond type stuff is actually used for assassinations. It seems like they still go the kind of classical routes, you know, poisoning that's not detectable, things like that, car accidents. They seem to be, like, tried and true.
Or maybe it's alien technology. I mean, they keep trying to. I mean, they're trying so hard to tell people that UFOs exist, and nobody can be bothered by it. They're just like, dude, I'm done with a UFO. Tell me about COVID. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Where are our cases at? And
I just think people are done believing the government. Finally, most of the people, you know, and I think that you have CNN and all these fucking media companies, like, spitting their bullshit to people who are just like, shut the fuck up. You know, I seriously think that most people just don't even know where to get other information from. So they're kind of trapped in it, but not necessarily falling for it. I think if we actually saw true statistics on people who were, like, really kind of aware of what was happening, it'd be a lot better than we thought.
I would hope so.
And that may be the case now. Yeah. That may be the case. But I don't know. Maybe, sometimes you can be just trapped in your particular area and then you go outside of your area. As far as the area you live in, and you're like, oh, hey, there's other people who aren't crazy out there. You know, it's kind of like when I went down to Myrtle Beach, I was like, man, there's people out here that's not crazy. I mean, you know, being over here in North Carolina, there's still plenty of fear involved with what we got going on. So
there's some good backwoods to hide out in up there.
How long can you hide? That's the real question.
I want to get a little cabin in the woods, but I figure the one thing that will make it, like, totally safe is a fucking moat with alligators. That will keep the cops away forever.
Okay.
We're also going to domesticate a Bigfoot, and he's going to be our bodyguard as well.
But is it going to be blurry Bigfoot, though?
He has to be blurry. He's interdimensional. Of course he's blurry.
Yeah, I mean, I only want interdimensional Bigfoot. I don't want this one that's in pure focus. That's not the real thing.
Right.
There's no way. This mythical creature is definitely blurry. That's why you can't get a straight photo of him. And there's no doubt about it. I don't know what else to say. But the one thing we were talking about with the aliens, I folks always say, you know, UFOs, aliens come. I said, what would make you think that an alien would be able to survive in our atmosphere? You know what I'm saying? People just automatically assume if, quote unquote, there were aliens, what would make you think that we would actually have resources that they would need? That's what I've never understood. They automatically assume that that life is, you know, water and oxygen and things like that. I mean, why would we assume that? That's just what I've always wondered.
Yeah, if I was driving past a planet of morons with weapons, I'd be like, I think I'm going to keep going. You know, I don't know. That's just my own thought. I don't know.
Yeah. No doubt about it, especially seeing how, you know, we got people who shot a rocket up, and I guess the mechanism that sends it in the atmosphere fell off of it and is going to land somewhere. In the middle of the world somewhere, eventually, I guess.
Oh, did
I guess
you
y'all
hear
about that from China?
Yeah, but even better, did you hear about the guy who is trying to prove that the Earth is flat, and he took a rocket and it blew up and he died? He built his own homemade rocket to prove that the Earth was flat. He got up there and it blew up. He never proved it. That, you know, wow. Stories like that, it just get to me. You know.
hey, but he's not a victim, though. He died for what he believed in. Hey, so I mean,
right?
Couldn't he like hired like a guy in a hot air balloon or something, take him up? Would that have been like a better solution?
Yeah, you know, something easier.
They still do hot air balloons.
I think so. Some family of 16 just died in one last year. It was, I don't want to say it was great, but it was a hell of a story.
That's why I love the land so much. I really love hanging out on the land. You know, it's cool with me.
16 people on a hot air balloon.
They got big fucking like carriages for those things. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, every time I think a hot air balloon, I'm thinking like it houses like two people. You know, they'll show you that little tiny.
Oh, it's 2021. Hot air balloons, you know, can house 50 people at a time. I don't know.
I'll go up in one, but I'm taking a parachute.
Nah, I can't do it. I am fearful of heights.
Same here.
When I'm on the second story, of a building and I look over the edge, or I see somebody else looking over the edge, I'm fearful for them that they may fall over and not die but get really hurt. I think that's my issue.
Oh, so you don't watch those videos of the guys doing like the flips on top of the rooftops and stuff?
No, I'm very good with that. I know. Yeah. I'm good. It's just like, dude, there's better, because I don't know. I don't know if I've got that fear of death as opposed to got the fear of just getting really fucked up and having to live through it.
Yeah, which one is worse? We've been going out to the mountains recently, and I've just recently, you know, got enough courage to get close to the edge and look over, get a little queasy, and then I'll move back.
Don't take a selfie. Don't
right.
Take a selfie.
No, those are always a bad
idea. The selfie
idea.
Is instant death on a mountain.
I mean, right, it is. Like,
leave your phones at the house, okay? Oh, man, because I don't think Bigfoot's in the mountains. I think he's just in the woods. So
yeah, we got mountains and woods, so we're a mix of both. He's a mountain Bigfoot that we have. Interdimensional mountain Bigfoot.
Okay, Larry. Well, you might want to take your phone with you. Well, if you're in Oklahoma, you can hunt them. I don't think right now. I think the season's already passed, but
yeah,
you can hunt
them. They just passed that law, didn't they? Where you can hunt?
Can you actually get like a Bigfoot hunting license?
Yes, they're legit. They're trying to get tourism around there because they're pitiful. Which they just lifted all their mandates too. Actually, now that I think about it, the governor made a statement from then that they lifted all their mandates. But you know, he tried to seem real stern about it, like he was really doing something. I was just like, man. Man, you haven't done anything, man. That's just all I'm saying, man. Most of these governors are weak. That's all I'm saying.
You're right about that, definitely.
I don't know. If I was out in the woods and I happen to have an AK and I happen to stumble across Bigfoot, odds are he's a dead motherfucker.
Is that right?
Whether I feel good about killing him or not.
But he can like phase through the bullets, man. That's what you don't understand. I mean,
yep, that's why we have yet to see a Bigfoot mounted on anyone's wall. He blurred through them damn bullets.
Yeah, come on now. You know, it's kind of like on your scary movies, you know, Jason, Michael Myers. It's like, yeah, you know, they're hauling ass. They're running away from him so hard. They trip over a rock and he just happens to be right behind him and he's walking the whole time. I'm like, this dude takes the biggest steps, you know, out of any human being ever. I mean, of course, they say they're undead or demonically possessed, but I don't see him phasing. He's walking everywhere, and nobody can get away from him. I don't get it.
Yeah, those guys are amazing. I love that too.
Oh yeah. They're great. So
those are some of the best movies ever. The '80s horror where the guys are just walking and chicks are running as fast as they can. Chick falls and all of a sudden he's right on them.
Well, you know how those movies always start. That always starts with two teenagers having sex in the woods or in their car or something like that. And they just, you know, can we just let them have a good time? Why we got to mess with them? Okay.
Yeah. They wanted to stop us from having sex, you know, in the '80s, that's what they were all about.
This is true. Well, I mean, they may stop people right now. Well, yeah, they've actually shown where, the amount of children being born has dropped, so that'll probably just keep...
Well, I know I'm definitely nervous dropping. About being with a vaccinated person, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, well, you might have a good point. And you want to know how you'll know they're vaccinated? Because they'll tell you. I mean, they will let you know.
Yeah, they'll tell you.
You don't get it.
Find out on their Facebook.
We need a Novak single site.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you want to crank that up? I have no expertise with an app at all, but I mean, I can try to work something. I pride myself on being able to learn stuff quickly, so maybe I can throw something together. Now, I'm going to tell everybody, your information is going to get leaked out, but it don't matter. It gets leaked out anyway. So just join the app and you'll be all good. So
this is a good idea. We need to start working on this, us three, the Novax dating site.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, hey, and I feel good about it, you know. Well, we got that, and then we got a black market, which is probably going to grow even more, a black market for your vaccination cards, where everybody's buying those and, you know, I've had my vaccines, and, you know, so we're going to have a lookout for that. I think I've seen somebody – I can't remember which country it was in, but they were making like a bracelet that would have your information on it as far as if you were actually vaccinated or not. I'm like, don't you know that criminals are still going to be able to make that bracelet and sell it? I mean,
I just saw an article that said that the airlines are battling a war against people providing fake vaccination like certificates and stuff like that. Fake proof of vaccine. So they had to hire extra people to monitor people's vaccine certificates before they get on a plane. It's hilarious.
Man, they were able to hire somebody?
Yeah.
Somebody came to work?
I guess so.
That's crazy. Dude, I'm trying to tell you, every single place here that I live at, it says, we need help. Hiring signs. When I went down to Myrtle Beach, every single place I went to said they were hiring. I don't think there's that many people working. I mean, the government just pays better at the moment.
Yeah, right. And, you know, along with giving out little stimmy checks every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think it's 50 weeks of unemployment you can be on right now. And that's with and that's just you saying that you're scared to go to work. Like not you fired anything. Yeah, I'm scared to go to work. Okay, yeah, come get some unemployment. You know, we got it for you.
All right, so Corey, new plan, unemployment.
So actually what I believe is that the first round of trying to shut down the smaller businesses was the actual lockdown. The second phase is making it more lucrative for the smaller businesses, well, for the people to stay at home as opposed to go work at these smaller businesses. That's what I think. That's the second phase of getting these smaller businesses shut down, where kind of everybody has to be more dependent on the government. And of course that
also leads to a real estate crash because no one's using the buildings anymore.
Yep. Exactly. Especially that commercial real estate, that coupled with them trying to move as far as the climate crisis. Now it's not climate change anymore. It's a climate crisis.
That's coming. So moving them with that. They're going to start pushing that huge.
Can some motherfucker please explain to me what happened to the ozone? Are we all good there? Like, are we not dying in this fucking sun every day? No, I shut my sister down like right quick, who's a total avid fucking environmentalist. I'm like, what happened to the fucking ozone? And she just looked at me like, I don't know what you're talking about.
The truth is, the climate changes. It has changed since the beginning of time, really. So
changes here
it
four
happens.
Times a year.
Yeah, it's not our fault, damn it.
Yeah, well, no, you're right. It is not your fault. It's the cow's fault. That's why you'll only be able to eat 5 That's pounds right. of red meat per year. You know, which equates to about one burger per month. Okay,
like that cow farting story is the dumbest shit ever. ever. It's up there with the glory hole story.
I can't believe it. It's like real life stuff. I mean, it's just like they're like, oh yeah, I believe in that, you know.
And I'm telling
you, Bill Gates said, you know, you can eat the synthetic meat, and I know it tastes kind of bad, but you just get used to it, you know. So it's all good.
Like these science motherfuckers, like, I'm sorry, but they build layer upon layer upon layer upon layer, all based on theory and statistical modeling that has no fucking basis in reality, and they can fuck off.
Speaking of science, we're going to start seeing the little Children of the Corn Greta Thunberg chick popping up everywhere telling us how we're, you know, destroying the planet and stuff. God, she creeps me the hell out. I can't stand her.
Oh, yeah, she's really pumped up for something that doesn't matter at all. I mean, she's got a lot of passion behind what she's saying for something that makes no difference. I mean, talking about that we're coming to young people for hope, and that's a lie. Okay, I mean,
what do you think? Is she organic or GMO?
well, slightly GMO. Well, I forgot. you talked about GMO. I forgot I made a video, golly, it's probably 6-7 months ago, about the genetically modified mosquitoes that they were releasing. Well, I think they released them. They
in Florida,
already
right?
Released them in Florida. Or
yeah.
Of course it's Florida.
Yeah, they released them in Florida.
Yeah, so I was just like, because, you know, the Zika virus, it kills, you know, millions of people every year, which, hold on, no, it doesn't. I mean, that's that was supposed. So I was like, they were like, oh, yeah, you know, these mosquitoes, they're going to go out and, you know, they can't actually, you know, the females can't actually mate with them and the males don't bite you. I'm like, now, how do I know that? I mean, you're just telling me that they don't bite. I mean, you made these things in a lab. I don't know what you're sending out. So,
yeah, what
if
could
you're
go
Florida,
wrong with that?
I mean, yeah, get your fly swatter. You know, that might be the second round of how you get the jabs out. Hey, bud, I mean, I can get a jab out real quick if I put in the mosquito. I mean, I'm just saying.
That's true. Oh, man, that's so disturbing.
Yeah.
In Florida, too, of course. It had to be released in Florida, of course.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, because everybody in Florida is dying of Zika virus. You didn't know that. Damn, man.
Yeah.
Isn't Zika that fucking clear, shitty alcoholic beverage that came out in, like, the 90s?
You're thinking of Zima.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too. Hey, it's the same thing. Same side effects. I did one video on the Zika, and I looked it up, and it was just like, yeah, it ain't really that deadly. And it's just like, well, why are we worried about it? I mean, it killed like 3 or 4 people. And, I mean, they were frail. It's just like, okay.
We need to worry more about the cure that they're offering, that the doctors are offering in the pharmaceuticals, than any disease, I've come to the conclusion. Like, I've come to the conclusion that it's more dangerous to go to get a shot from the doctor than just let anything ride out, probably.
Or if you're black, it's dangerous for you to smoke the menthol cigarettes.
Menthols, yes.
That's what's taking all the black people out, menthol cigarettes. So we're trying to help, you know, the black and brown bodies, because, you know, they're so pitiful. They don't know how to get an ID. They don't know how to vote. They're not sure how to use the internet. You know, it's just we're just so pitiful. I mean, I don't even know actually how I got up here on this Zoom call tonight. Well, my girlfriend is white, so yeah, she set it up for me. That is correct, isn't that right? So I mean, oh, we just go around. It's like, dude, I mean, folks are like, oh yeah, you know, Republicans are racist, and I'm just like, man, you know, the Democrats are. They're the ones that's calling you dumbasses. It's just like, they're blatantly calling you that. They're like, you're too stupid to know what to do with your life, so let us help you. it's like, okay. I mean, it's whatever, man. I can't help some people.
This shit's all straight out of the Unabomber's handbook.
Yeah.
The Unabomber's manifesto predicted all this stuff.
Yeah, he was right on about so many things. It's so creepy.
He lives about an hour from here. Well, in prison, but it'd be great to get an interview.
Interview with the Unabomber. I don't know the Unabomber. I mean, that was bad, but it wasn't as bad as that dreaded day, January the 6th.
He was really bad. I mean, 3 or 4 of the bombs didn't even kill anybody.
Yeah. Oh, kind of like those pipe bombs, you know, that was out there in D.C. that they just decided to put, you know.
That was the fakest shit ever. That was so fake. I'm fucking watching it going, wait a minute, what? It didn't have any postmark on the fucking box? Nothing stamped? You mean somebody just put it there?
Yeah, and they finally had to let the Brian Sicknick stuff go. They finally were like, all right, man, he died of a stroke. Damn, y'all. I mean, he won't even spray with bear spray. They were trying to blame these two guys. They called one guy the Nazi sandwich king or something like that. I'm like, and there was this guy up there on YouTube, and he was trying to combat me. He's like, oh, man, you're spreading this conspiracy theory. I said, but there ain't nothing conspiracy about it. I'm like, dude, nobody hurt this guy. Nobody was killed. Well, Ashley Babbitt was, maybe. I mean, I'm guessing if we look at just what they had on the tape. But I'm like, this dude wouldn't beat to death. He wouldn't spray with bear spray, which they say is less harmful to humans than pepper spray. So, I mean, none of that happened. So, I mean, they finally came out and like, yeah, he died of a stroke. So yeah. So that's starting to crumble. Of course, they keep saying it was the worst day in American history, worse than, you know, 9/11, where people were jumping out of the building to their death to get away from fire and Civil War, all that stuff. Yeah. It's like,
dude, yeah, these ops have become ridiculous. Like me and Corey said before, it's the kids of the planners of these great ops, like the assassination of JFK, and they're all inbred and retarded now, and they can't pull off anything good.
Well, I mean, inbred. Now that you said something about that, there was actually a parent in New York that was trying to push where she, they wouldn't give him the name, but I'm guessing it was probably she was trying to marry her son. And so they got the incest laws where you can't marry. So, I mean, they were pushing for that, which I'm just like, man, if you're doing your kid, we probably need to put you down. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
You can still marry your stepmom, though, right? That's cool.
Yes. All right. Well, I mean, stepmom's good. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't like step. I've never liked that word, you know, when when somebody's like, oh, yeah, that's the stepdad. It's like, nah, he ain't stepping on nothing. That's the guy who's doing my mom, okay? He ain't got no dad involved in it, okay? It's like, I've never liked that myself. When I got with my girlfriend, she's actually got kids. They were like, you know, are we supposed to call him like stepdad? I'm like, hell no. I said, man, I had no hand in birthing you. So yes, do not call me that. That would offend me, no doubt. I am saying that's it.
Well, X-Cube, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Before you head out, is there any other major pressing stories that we should cover?
Let's see. I had some up here right quick.
Yeah, we gotta get all the important
stuff. I was wondering if y'all, because I had seen something where they were talking about using the mRNA vaccine to actually try to cure cancer. And I heard some small rumblings about it, and then it kind of faded into the background. But of course, it was Pfizer that was talking about it, so I didn't know if y'all had seen anything else on that.
I'm starting to think cancer's fake, or it's not. It's not done. It doesn't come about like they tell us. So,
mm-hmm. Well, when they start talking about a vaccine for cancer, I'm like, I didn't know that was something that you passed on from person to person.
Well, an article came out like 6 months ago that said a mother gave she had uterine cancer and she gave her cancer to her kids as they were born, which I think is a crock of bullshit, but that was the article that came out.
Yeah, they change their story all the time when it comes to these diseases and medical shit.
Yeah, these motherfuckers are like shamans who are like doing a chant and a dance and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, seriously.
Yeah, oh, so they're doing their rain dance. And, you know, I'm fine with the rain dance, and I might go along with you if you can get it to rain, you know?
Yeah. Science has become the woo-woo occult stuff that people used to make fun of. Now it's science. Just, you know, do it because they say.
Yeah, and people are fine with it. It's just like the whole, once again, back to the vaccination thing and herd immunity, how the WHO actually came out and actually changed the definition of herd immunity. It used to be through vaccination and through natural infection. Now you can only reach herd immunity through vaccination. That's it. That's the only way to achieve it. There's no other way. Why would you change that if you're not planning on implementing some type of tyrannical medical rule? That's all I'm saying.
I think it's because they're going to implement some sort of fucked up medical tyrannical rule.
Yeah. I think they already have.
Wild guess, Corey, is that all you got for me? I mean...
Yes, I think they already have myself. But X-Cube, thank you for joining us again in this dystopian world we live in. Before you head out, let everybody know where they can find your stuff. Your X-Cube420 on YouTube, right?
Yep, X-Cube420 on YouTube, capital X, capital C. You got to type it in like that, otherwise you won't find me. For some reason, I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why. It's because it's YouTube, of course. But I'm there for folks who absolutely hate YouTube. I've got BitChute, which BitChute is okay, but I can't respond to your notifications. That's my only issue with BitChute. I don't know if you're on there.
We were, Chris. But we had major problems with like uploading. It would take like a day, or we'd go to look at it and it would never upload. So I don't know. We just kind of fell off.
Can we get him on Rockfin this week?
Yes, I emailed Rockfin about him, so I'm waiting for a response.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I'm not there yet, but I am on NewTube as well as Odyssey. Odyssey could be a contender right here shortly. From what I'm seeing. So I am on those platforms.
Odyssey is library.
Yeah, library. Yeah, the library. Yeah, so I'm on there. I'm actually working on starting a weekly podcast that I'll be doing. So be on the lookout for that. I'll actually release it on all my channels whenever I start uploading that. So check me out. Twitter, Instagram, if you want to direct message me. So, yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming chat with us again. Always a great conversation, and we'll definitely do it again sometime soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Till next time, everyone. Have an excellent evening. We'll see you again tomorrow.